You pay very close attention to detail, and as I'm looking through the book, it's beautiful, just like all your other published work. This is a cool book, and you know, if you're in a pop culture, you've always been in the thick of that. That's been a big part of your life. It's embedded in your DNA, right?
Well, thank you very much, Keith. I appreciate the compliment. No, it's a lot of fun to work on, and a journey of self-discovery, you know.
I mean, how does it start?
Well, in my introduction, I write about, you know, personal experiences a little bit, and I write about like what it was like to grow up in a Jewish neighborhood.
In Philly?
No, this was in South Jersey, in the mean streets of Woodcrest in Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
And sounds like an episode of The Goldbergs.
Oh, yeah. No, it was, I mean, it was terrific. Like, when I say some of my best friends are Jewish, it's not in the Archie Bunker sense. Mm-hmm. I grew up playing in the rec rooms of a half dozen Jewish households. But at Christmas time, Woodcrest was like, there weren't many Christmas lights on houses. So Woodcrest was like air raid dark, except for like our house and, you know, a couple others, you know. And one day the nuns told me, well, Jewish people don't celebrate Christmas. And I'm like, what do you mean? You know, and well, yeah, it's not their thing. They don't celebrate Christmas. And I'm like, what? They can't watch Rudolph. They can't eat candy canes. They don't get Christmas toys. I said to, Mrs. Sidewater, I said, I feel sorry for Howard because he doesn't get Christmas toys. And Mrs. Sidewater said something that kind of twisted my brain. She said, Howard gets Christmas toys and Hanukkah toys. And I'm a little kid. I'm like 5. And I'm thinking like, I know what Christmas toys are. It's like Stick Shift Racerific and
G.I. Joe.
Monster Magnet, which was a toy before it was a band. You know? Mm-hmm. But what are Hanukkah toys? And I just pictured these like kind of weird wooden unpainted toys from the 19th century. And then I was like, wishing I could get some Hanukkah toys, you know.
But it turned out that Hanukkah toys might be the new Roxy Music record or something equally grand at that point.
Wow, right? Yeah.
Holly Jolly out now. And I, you know, since we're like 5 days before Christmas, it would make a great Christmas gift. How can people order it?
Oh, it's Amazon. Anywhere we can, yeah, Amazon, Barnes and Noble, Walmart, Target, tomorrows.com, TWO, Morrows. Is the publisher. They have it. It's even being sold W.H. Smith in England, which was established in the 1700s. So I'm thrilled about that because I'm such an Anglophilic geek, you know.
Holly Jolly. Well, you know, also, I guess we're going to call this the Christmas show since we're, you know, a few days away.
Right on.
And I know you came down with a compilation of great Christmas songs. I saw Slade on the list. We're going to play Slade, Merry Christmas, Everybody. Why'd you pick this one?
Well, it's funny you should ask because
Naughty Holder, you just love his voice
Naughty
so much.
Naughty Holder, I love that. Yeah, I love his voice. A very handsome gentleman, too. No, in 73, when the record came out, I was just a high school kid. There was a news program on, and at the very end, they were like rolling the credits of the news. Last thing they said was, there's a terrible recession in England, but they're getting cheered up by this number one hit song called Merry Christmas, Everybody. And they played a split second of it. And I was like, what is that? And then I never heard it for like 30 years. I didn't even catch the band name. And then one day my brother found it and he said, did you ever hear this? And I'm like, oh my God, it's that song that, you know, has been haunting me.
And you were a Slade fan.
Yeah.
But you never put the two together,
I just
huh?
Never added it up. But what a great track. And this one is a newly remastered one. So I think it's going to pop for ballroom listeners.
Naughty Holder and Slade. Merry Christmas, everybody. Keith Roth and my co-host, Mark Voger.
This is Naughty Holder from Slade with Keith on the Electric Ballroom. You just gotta keep on rocking.